just want to remind you, you can pick up the phone anytime and give us a call. 800-946-4420 is our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline. The Today's Homeowner hotline allows you to leave any type of question, comment, or maybe you have a tip that's worked well for you. Share them with us. How about an email? We love emails, and you can send us one through our website at todayshomeowner.com/ask. While you're there, you may want to do a little binge watching, especially our Simple Solution video series. We have almost 500 of those videos waiting on you, from those simple solutions to some of the problems you have around your home. And you can get to those by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions. And we're going to bring you a fresh one right now from my buddy Joe Truini.
Okay, Danny, I was doing some interior painting recently. It was actually in a bathroom, and I used a simple solution that I had presented on the TV show a couple of years ago, and it worked great, so I thought I'd share it with our radio audience. It's how to protect surfaces from paint spatters, which are inevitable when using a roller particularly, and what you're going to use is some, it's adhesive-backed plastic food wrap. I didn't even know this stuff existed, but it's been around for a while. When I first discovered it a few years ago, Glad makes one, and it's called Press and Seal. And it's just nothing more than plastic, like saran wrap, but it has a very quick-release adhesive on one side. So the idea is you pull out a big old sheet of it, and you snap it off, and you wrap the top of your toilet, your vanity, sink. You know, you can actually slip it, because it's super thin, of course, slip it behind the toilet. Mm-hmm. Some toilets are backed away from the wall a little bit, the tank, and you can get in there with a brush or a little trim roller. But anyway, the idea is you just take this and you stick it down. Unlike a tarp that slides out of place, or and you can make it custom fit any size, anything. So anyways, that's the simple solution. Peel off a piece, stick it down, then paint. And when you're done, you just peel it right off and toss it away. There you go.
That's a great way to go. And there's so many situations like that. You know, that's a great situation when you think about the toilet or some of those areas that, boy, a drop cloth just doesn't do it. I mean, you take a drop cloth, it's just too thick to try to
too
wrap
big.
Around
yeah.
it and that kind of thing. You know, real quick, I can tell you, think of this situation. All right, we have about 30 drop cloths that we use in the TV show. We have drop cloths everywhere all the time. Well, after a year, sometimes they get a little wet. Sometimes you get these drop cloths need to be cleaned. So Monday morning, we're sending one of our producers up to the laundromat with several rolls of quarters, and he's going to pack.
Oh, wow.
He's going to take over the laundromat, fill it up. So if you're washing clothes anywhere near our headquarters in Mobile, Alabama, you may want to avoid that, because we have taken over the laundromat to wash our clothes. So
well, that's smart.
That's
smart, because whenever you're washing anything really big like that and heavy, you don't want to put that strain on your washing machine, right?
So I know it.
You go to an industrial machine, and you know they're designed to handle stuff like
that.
That's a good idea. So someone, that's their job, washing.
That's their job. They don't know who it is.
Drying.
Yeah, they don't know which one will be chosen yet, but
lucky one.
And you can meet a lot of new friends there as you're hanging out.
Even when Sharon gets done mowing the lawn, she'll go over there and
I'll let you call her.
Good luck with that.
I'll let you call her on that one.
No way.